Let's dig in a little bit further to the transit budget, the draft budget, what we're hearing today. Laura Shantz joins me on the line, Ottawa Transit Riders board member. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First of all, overall impression of what we heard from City Hall today.
Overall impression, I'm hesitant, but I'm thinking, you know, like, it seems okay on the surface. Most of the cuts we're hearing, like, that is a huge cut number we're hearing for OC Transpo, but most is capital spending, which we can kick a little bit down the road. Got to be careful about that. But, you know, when you first hear that big number, I think it's 40 some odd million cut to transit, you're thinking, oh, dear Lord. But, you know, that initial kind of plunge in the pit of my stomach was not, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be.
Okay, the mayor was saying staff were able to find $54 million in savings and efficiencies in this $5.5 million budget, or billion-dollar budget, excuse me. Most of the savings come from transit. Now, to that end, he had made an answer in French, then he also said something in English, and the gist of it was, if there are routes with fewer people on them, then we need to look at those routes. Maybe we need to peel back service on that. But if there are routes with more people on them, then we need to increase service. Does that make sense to you?
You know, I agree with increasing service where it's needed. I live in Vanier in the east end of Ottawa, and we often see, you know, our buses packed to the gills, and it would be really nice to have a few extra trips to alleviate that and make transit a little bit better. In terms of cutting service, I get really, really cautious because there are a lot of routes where, you know, you might not see that many people on the bus, but for the people who take it, it's very essential. And many of those routes have already been cut and cut again. Many of those buses are already once every 30 minutes or less. And if we cut them further, you could have large areas that would end up being service deserts, either all the time or at times that are often really important. So think about weekend evenings. If you've got teens who've, you know, maybe gone out partying, or young adults and they want a safe way home, or you've got shift workers who need to be able to get back to places that aren't really on the beaten track. For those people, that transit is absolutely essential, and we need to make sure we're going to deliver it.
There was concern today that was also being raised about electric buses. I'm sure you heard that. Councillor Clark Kelly, Wilson Lowe, who's a former bus operator, both of them saying they support the overall environmental goal. But they don't support spending this money, and Councillor Lowe was worried the technology may not live up to our expectations, that this could end up being a big bust and a big financial burden to the city. What do you think?
You know, for the bus pilot, one thing I note is that we are phasing that in over time. You know, we're not getting all these buses delivered in 1 year, and I would love to see the wording of that contract. I would really hope that we have wording in there that should we find problems with the first year, we're not receiving that many buses. I think it's 25, 26, like not that many at all. So if we are receiving fewer buses in the first year and we're noticing problems, I would love to know that we have a way to see that corrected before more are delivered. If there's wording like that, I would feel very confident, but I'm not privy to those contracts, so that would be a question for a councillor.
Yeah. Do you have any concern, though, as somebody who is greatly involved in transit, about the lifespan of the batteries and the ability of the batteries to operate in our climate?
You know, it's always a question. My better half's an auto mechanic, and he's seen it in cars that, you know, sometimes people don't quite get the range they're expecting and end up stuck. And it is definitely a challenge. It is something we need to have that infrastructure around town. I know that a huge chunk of that, you know, that massive price tag we were talking about, that, you know, $1 billion, was for that infrastructure. Is it good enough to keep up with our climate? My question would be, have we asked, you know, the other winter cities that are doing this, have we asked Montreal, have we asked cities in Northern Europe that are going electric? How's it going? What have you found? Can we learn those lessons? You know, unlike our LRT, where we were kind of the pilots for a new train technology, can we learn the lessons from others? Please, oh, please.
Yeah, it would be nice to learn those lessons from other people rather than learning them from ourselves all the time, the hard way. Back to the roots, just to try and have a bit more of a zoomed in conversation about this. I hear you on peeling back service because I understand if the bus isn't coming, if it's already coming only every 30 minutes, and now it's coming later than that, then it's not very appealing for people to take it. And then we have fewer people taking transit, then why did we build the system? But is there a more efficient way for some of these routes to go? For example, somebody texted in and they were talking about one bus route that used to go directly to Carlingwood. Now it doesn't go directly there anymore. And they were kind of hypothesizing that if we changed the way that it went through the city, that more people would be on it. What do you think of that?
You know, I think that's a great conversation that we need to have. There are lots of ways we could make the system we have right now work better without necessarily spending more money. You know, Ottawa Transit Riders, we held a forum in Kanata the other week, and we were hearing that there were some parts of the neighborhoods in Kanata South where three buses go by a stop, but they all go by within the span of 5 minutes, and then there's nothing for half an hour. And so if there's a way to stagger our routes or, you know, learn from riders and from operators who are seeing what the hot destinations are, who are seeing where people need to go, and take those lessons and use them to really improve service where we can, that would be, you know, a real chance to make a system that works better for everybody.
If you could bend the ear of city councilors right now, and you can because they do listen to the show, and I know that you talk to people on city council, what would you say about the transit budget and the transit plans specifically here?
You know, I think we have to make sure we're still thinking long term. You know, we can hold off on capital spending for a year here or there, but we've seen what happens in other city departments when we hold off on capital spending long term. We need to make sure that we're building a transit system that's going to work for riders, not just now, but for years to come, and a system that invites people to take transit, that doesn't make it impossible to get a bus or doesn't cut service even farther, making it harder for the people who are riding.
Thanks for the time today, Laura.
Have a great one.
Laura Shantz, Ottawa Transit Riders Board Member, on our program.